and a happy Monday to all who celebrated, Hank fans and family.
It's why we love today.
First Monday of spring and the 24th day of the third month of 2025. 83 in, 282 left to go. We have 27 until Easter. It is National Cocktail Day.
Hey.
So tell Easter, ladies and gentlemen, grab yourself a little highball over there. Oh. Enjoy yourself. 2 drink minimum on the show.
It's 2 shots.
No, that's not 2. No, let's not do that.
Yeah, I think that time has passed.
It's also not a cocktail.
Is it National Chocolate Covered Raisins Day?
No.
See, there is a time in life where you shift from the shots to then stuff like chocolate-covered raisins.
Is there? I haven't reached that time yet.
It's a sad day, but it happens.
I know.
It's always time for Cheesecake, National Cheesecake Day.
Yeah, baby.
It's Great American Takeout Day.
Oh. Styrofoam box. Let's get it to go.
Excited about the new DoorDash opportunity. We'll talk about that later. International Sauerkraut Day. Yes.
It's a good prebiotic.
Just like Arby's, I'm the only one in my family that will remotely touch sauerkraut.
I like it on a Reuben sandwich.
National Cake Pops Day. I think we can all agree that that's a wonderful thing.
Of course.
On this date in history, 1874, Harry Houdini was born.
That guy's got tricks.
Or was he? He also ended up in the ER a couple times. On this date in 1898, the first ever car was sold in the United States.
We're going places.
Ho, ho, ho. Planet Pluto was named on this date in 1930.
After a dog.
I think that was just a joke. They're like, this isn't going to be considered a planet for very long, all right? Let's not get too serious.
Poor Pluto.
It's called a Pluto.
Bazinga. Demoted.
On this date in 1958, Elvis joins the U.S. Army. On this date, I have music for this. On this date in 1972, The Godfather opened in theaters. It was you, Fredo. It was. Spoiler alert. On this date in 1993, I remember this, Doogie Howser, M.D., aired its final episode.
Ooh.
He grew up.
He was a
up.
Kid.
He finally grew up.
He was a doctor. He did it all.
On this date in 19... It was a dirty show, if you look back, man.
Really?
It's not okay. Not okay. Too many tough subjects and after-school specials. On this date in 1989, the Exxon Valdez oil spill occurred.
Ooh. That wasn't good.
Brilliantly on this date in 2005, The Office premiered on NBC.
Beats Bears, Battlestar Galactica.
And then we all waited like a year and a half just to make sure, do I really need to get into this? And then 2006, Hannah Montana premiered on the Disney Channel. My, how far we've come. No.
Didn't she have a different name back then?
I would not know.
It was Destiny.
I would ever know.
Before she was Miley.
There's no clue. Maybe JB.
JB and Heather.
On this date in 2020. Stop reminding. 2020 Olympics in Tokyo postponed due to COVID. So there's
2 weeks. Flat the curve. That's what we're doing.
We delayed it a year. On this particular Monday, birthday cake pops for everybody. She's actress Jessica Chastain. She's good in most anything she's in. 48 today. She's
atta girl.
What was that? Zero Dark 30, right? That was it? Caught Bin Laden. Peyton Manning is 49 today.
He plays football.
Jim Parsons.
Bazinga.
52.
He does not.
Somewhere on this planet, Laura Flynn Doyle still exists. We don't know where, but she's 55. Nobody's seen her in about 25 years.
Does she still regret breaking up with Jack Nicholson?
Star Jones is 63. Jack looked great a couple weeks ago. Kelly LeBrock is 65. Tommy Hilfiger is 74. And Texan. And WWE Hall of Famer.
Uh-oh.
Mark Calaway, The Undertaker. Is 60 today. Pretty good for a dead man.